in that game in the last 60 minutes and that you're pretty much on the back foot? How do you change the mindset of the players and turn, you know, we've heard about this turnaround strategy. What does that involve and so on?
I've been pretty blessed in my life in the sense that I've been involved with teams that's been here a lot of times.
Mm.
So to get back to from a 50-point losses is actually much easier than people think, in the sense that you can only improve on that.
Mm.
And we're actually, you know, looking at the game in depth often and more times, I suppose, most other people do. You get to get a real feel what was happening out there. And, so the main thing for us is to get the ball back in our hands. I think we, the fact of the matter is, especially the second half, we were completely without the ball. We dominated territory against the All Blacks. First half, 63%. We were really having a good go at them in the first 20. And unfortunately, because of maybe our set piece not functioning as it should, we hardly get the ball in hand. We were just thriving on turnover ball or counter-attack possibilities. So basically, what we've prepared for and how we wanted to play against the All Blacks couldn't come to light due to, you know, our starters not playing well. So it's easy. I think there's enough said about the All Black test. What we're going to do to how to turn it around is, I believe that with the ball in hand, we are a real factor. I believe that winning the World Cup and 2019 will be about a team whose general attack is best developed, and because 90% of the game consists of general attack played from nowhere. So we really need to develop as a group in that. Having worked with a new mindset in the last 4 years in South Africa since I've returned, I know that it takes a bit of time. Obviously at this level we don't have that time and all that luxury. So every moment, if it's in training or even in the games that's ahead, we need to gel as a team and look up better after the ball, get our shape, our general shape as quickly as possible, get the transfers. Generally, I believe sides with the ball has the best chance to score a try. So if we can look after it better, we're already playing on the right side of the field, dominating territory like we did even against the side that we lost. It's important for us now just to convert that opportunities and points.
So when you say general play or general ball or whatever, that's not from set phase ball, is that
general
what
play
mean?
Is what is after the starter. So once the ball's in, what happens then? So phase play, basically a lot of people refer to that. It's about how do we get to the other side of the line. It's carrying, it's the width of the pods. Every side develops its own shape, and we've got our specific way of playing. We've, for reasons, scored a lot of tries up to the All Black game due to the fact that we have that ability to get the shape and have that try-scoring mentality. So it's going to be important for us, you know, to look after the ball well this weekend, and that's going to be the way for us to jump back on our, or get back on our, back to our feet and make attack the difference.
Right, one of the disappointing things of Albany was in that 60-minute things where everything went wrong, things dropped, and how quietly it became behind the try line and things like that. You didn't see players talking to each other, things like that. As a coach, how do you address that and then in those dark moments to get the guys back to focus on the game plan?
Now look, Brennan, it's actually, you know, part of it. I believe the character building of the team. You know, experience is not what you know, it's what you do with what you know. And unfortunately, experience is the only way you can gain experience is by experiencing it. So I think, yeah, we were on a roll, six games where we haven't lost. We played some good rugby and there were some good things and the team culture was carrying us. And it still never changed. But suddenly under pressure, with high expectation, maybe got to some of the guys being young. I think a third of our teams faced the hockey for the first time. So we have a number of guys that's played less than 10 tests. And having faced the hockey myself, it is quite intimidating. You can make it off and you can say it's not. But it's suddenly the big thing that you dream of in your life. I mean, as a young player, most players here would like to play the All Blacks. Like to stand in front of the hockey with all the heart in, and want to beat New Zealand. It's still humans out there. So, yeah, now we've gained that experience. I think a lot of the big-eyed nervousness will be something of the past. And to get them back, there was no need. The guys were so determined and hunger this week. I mean, yesterday we literally had to rein them in at training because they were so prepared to make this right. So from a coach's point of view, it was the easiest thing this week. I think we all wanted, even on the plane back, and it was a tough week living in South Africa with that loss after we really were on top of the wave. So I think the guys can't wait to get out there, and it's no need for a coach to inspire.
Franco, what do you guys expect from Australia this week, considering that they're in a much better space than what they were before the Rugby Championship kicked off?
Well, look, funny enough, the 52 point loss at home a couple of weeks ago, I think they all were more or less the same place we were. And they came out against the All Blacks second test, and now the Argentinian test, you know, and got their feet back on the ground, back on the field with a good, confident feel. They've gone back to their points of reference, which I think is something we'll take out of their book. And I believe this week they're going to try and keep the ball. They want to play as well, because that is the type of team they have. They've got some good distributors, good decision makers, and an extremely good strike runners. So I think they will go to where their strengths are. We expect a high ball in play. I think it's going to be a really entertaining game from their side as well. I believe that they're the type of team that once they get the snowball rolling, they just become more confident. So it's going to be important for us to from the start, put our stamp on the game.
Franco, the Boks has got a very good record against the Aussies on the high veld. Do you think there's a correlation between perhaps the way you play on the high veld and against them?
I don't know. I'm sure there's a you know, the fact that the height of our sea level is much different plays as a factor. But you know, we're gonna not look into the past to win this one. It's gonna be important for us to control the things we can control, to play properly and expect everything from them. And they must have learned their lessons over the years coming to players in the high veld or at altitude. So I expect that, or we expect that they will approach this game addressing the fact that they haven't won yet for a while, and the fact that we've always played them at a high level. So I suppose they might manage the intensity a little bit better, but I believe, you know, knowing them, they will hopefully try and score as much points as they can in the game and ask us to catch up. So I believe, you know, that they've learned their lessons over the years, and I believe we're not going to look to the past. We're going to see what we can control in this game.
Franco, Kurti Beal having a very exceptional season. How important is it to shut them down quickly, and how do you do that?
Yeah, of course, I think they've got more than those two threats, but those two guys are playing good rugby. Obviously, Kurti is more of a creator, so he's more a threat. You know, he puts people around him in space, so he's playmaker, plays a lot bigger playmaking role. Yeah, we'll have to obviously limit his space. I think we did it quite well in Perth, and Izzaf Lau is an extremely good player, especially in the air. And he's got some good feet. It's going to be important to, you know, limit his space and to make sure that that we keep the ball away from him and keep the ball away from him as much as we can. So, yeah, but we have a specific plan for this week to maintain. Like I said, it's important what the Wallabies going to bring, but it's for us now where we're at as a team, more important what we can do, and hopefully they can adapt into what we've been doing.
Ross, so good thing or a bad thing that you missed out on the last test? You know, a lot of pressure sort of coming onto you now all of a sudden, again coming back into the squad to sort of correct certain things that maybe went wrong in New Zealand.
First of all, I would love to play that game. I love big games like that, and I love a challenge. I don't feel that there's pressure on me. This is an individual sport. It's a team sport, and I believe the guys will get around me, make my life a lot easier. So, yeah, I'm excited to be back. Well, if the team hasn't been announced yet, but yeah, just excited to be back in the mix.
What are the sort of things that you learned from the Aussie game viewing the New Zealand performance? You know, that you can take forward now to this to try and get a victory, you know, from a draw and a defeat?
Yeah, look, it's it's a different ball game. Australia and New Zealand, they both play different types of rugby. We've got to prepare for Australia this weekend and focus on what we've got to do against them. They're a quality side. I think since the start of the championship, they've just got better and better. However, I think we do have the talent. We've got the drive, and we're excited for the challenges that lay ahead this week.
Franco, just to go back to you, obviously you mentioned you want to keep on embracing that idea of keeping the ball and working that attack. But how do you balance how long that's going to take? As you mentioned, it will take some time. You spoke of the 2019 World Cup. The people are obviously desperate for the results to come now and to see that things are working immediately.
Yeah, I think just to make that clear, I'm not saying that it's going to take until the World Cup. It's going to... I think the team that's got the best, that gels the best in the World Cup, in general attack, right, I mean, that's going to make it score the try. Not the best jar, for not the best line-out, it's going to be who keeps the ball and who scores, who gets to the other side of the line. I think and for us, that makes a good team. To gel the team is when teams start to understand who's going to carry and who's going to pass. How deep we must be from certain players and who's going to look to play. So there's a lot of factors in that. We've been going well. We've been really going well after the French test going into Salta, although unfortunately we had a completely different plan against the Wallabies. It was a very dry week, and 40 minutes before the game had started raining, we had to adapt the way we played there. So that was actually a completely different challenge than we expected it to be. So then after that game, where we played the last 15 to 20 minutes, and where we had to come back from behind, we kept the ball well, and that's what got us to the other side of the line. We created a lot of opportunities. If you look at the stats, we generally on all the attack stats, we're lying second in the competition, which means that we are leading in the right direction. If you think that the All Blacks have scored twice more than 15, it's difficult to beat that. So for us, it's just to find our feet again after being without the ball so long. We started very well in Albany the first 20 minutes, asked some good questions. We had actually created a lot of opportunities, which just we didn't finish, maybe because we are not the gel team yet. But definitely, that's going to be the mission in this next 2 games. Because again, when you go into Europe at the end of the year, it's going to be difficult. The weather conditions, obviously, they are a lot different from what we experience now. But we always said that in the rugby championship, you've got to score more tries. And the only way you can do that is by looking out fully and developing your attack in such a way that the players make good decisions and give yourself the best opportunity to score.
Franco, there was a general idea that defence wins World Cups. Do you think that idea is old-fashioned now?
Well, if you look at the scoreboards lately across the world, across borders, it looks like scoring tries has become a main emphasis. Also, because it's got a lot of entertaining value, I think the rules of the game at this stage leans likely towards that. In saying that, though, I'm defence-driven, although it attacks my passion. The reason I understand attacks is because I'm so much into defence, and I still believe that the team, the best defence, will give himself the best chance to win the game, but it will not score the tries. So the important thing, and we've been talking a lot about it between Brennan and myself, is how do you blend that those two. But it's very important to know that your defence must back the attack up. We can only take a lot of people talk about how you're taking risks in playing rugby. It's not a risk, it's taking responsibility. We're not going to up the tempo and entertainment value put in perspective with the ball in hand. We're not going to get on the other side of the line either. But the team that has the ability to not lead tries either, speaking of first time experience with the Cheetahs, will give you a lot of opportunities to win games with a bigger margin and still maintaining that entertainment value.
Frankie, you mentioned the tempo. Were you guys happy with the tempo over the last 2 matches on attack, maybe compared to what we've seen previously this year?
Look, I'm not unhappy. I'm taking conditions in consideration. First of all, like I said, 40 minutes before the whole warm-up, before the Wallaby test had rained, just made the ball greasy and slippery. it's difficult. And then obviously I was very excited the way we started the game in Albany. And then we didn't see the ball after that for a long time. So in all fairness, it's hard to judge intensity, but we are playing with intent. But I think we did well in Salta. And people that haven't been to Salta will not understand how difficult it is to play there. And then I think we did really well at P after the time away from each other and getting back into it. So the more we play together, the more we train hard and work really hard the way the players have been doing. And the better we deal with this setback, the better our intensity will be and the more intent we can show in the way we want to play.
Ross, from a player point of view, how important is the response from you guys on the field this Saturday? To your coach said Albany doesn't define you guys, but from a player point of view, how important is it to get that response right from the beginning to make sure that that doesn't define you guys?
No, it's very important. As a player, I think for me, it makes me a lot more hungry to go out there and show South Africa what we can do as a team. Obviously, we were hurting from that past game, but that's in the past now. We've got to focus on this weekend and we've got to go out there and perform. The whole of South Africa expects the Springboks to win and to put a good performance out there. That's what international rugby is based about, and that's what we intend to do.
Ross, the set piece is also a major concern from Albany, but that's one thing that you guys, it's imperative you get that right so that you can get the attack on going, or the attack going this weekend.
Yeah, I just think it was a bad day at the office. Those things happen. Our set piece, you have a look in the previous games, that was our strength. They have reevaluated everything. They've done a lot of homework in lineouts and scrums as the forwards, and I do believe that they're going to fix it this weekend.
Ross, your crisp service is one of your big strengths. Some other guys have struggled with that. Is that something that you practice that you can get better at, or is it just something that comes naturally to you, your crisp service from the base?
No, you've got to practice it every single day. If you're not working on something, you're not going to get better. And I mean, that gives other guys opportunities to catch up to your standards. So I've focused quite hard on that, especially the last couple of years. If the team's getting quick ball from the base, gives your backline a lot more time to make decisions, and not just decisions, the right decisions. And if I'm doing my job properly, giving Alton or Pollard enough time to make the right decision, it makes everyone's life a lot easier.
What do you think some scrum offs struggle with that?
Why do I think? No, I don't think some scrummers struggle with that. I think every scrum off to himself. It's just what you focus on and how it's your type of play.
Franco, there's been a fair bit of criticism aimed at the back three in terms of just being exposed up wide defensively and perhaps with the high ball. I mean, how do you respond to just that criticism that's gone perhaps their way? Is there change needed?
I think that's a perception. I don't think if you look at the detail and we work with it every day, then it's a perception that actually is wrong. If you see that how much the ball has been dropped by other teams and by predecessors, you'll see that it's not much more than we've been doing. In fact, I think we've been really working hard at it, and generally there's a big improvement on it. We've been you can't judge a guy if he drops one ball and the points come up. The other three that he did manage to handle well must be noted as well. So now I think there's not a problem with that. I think what must also be taken into consideration that we still sit with probably one of the most inexperienced back threes in the rugby at this stage in the international scene. So just got to work through this period. And a lot of teams started already a year ago. I think this new coaching staff and the new way of play basically came in the beginning of 2017, and it's not like we've been working more than it's seven games we've been together. So if we have a little bit of time together, I think there's a perspective that we've been struggling over the last 2 years. It's not our prep for the next step only started in 2017. That's since this coaching staff and this group has been together. And the first, and since we've started selecting players that only plays in South Africa, if you haven't played 30 tests. So we decided, and Coach Alistair decided to say, look, for us to be competitive in the World Cup 2019, there's certain things that must happen. We must develop players and bring more players through, so that our selection, we are spoiled for selection back then. I think it's a policy that New Zealand followed in 2004, 2006. From there onwards, when they started having 40 players which they could swap in at any stage, and then that became the trend for World Rugby. We need more players in every role with enough experience, so on the day, we have the best guy out there. So we started over in 2017. We are granted this opportunity, and I believe if every player works the way we've been doing, and the perspective, then we will change the perspective. I know, because I deal with the stats and I deal with the way they play the video material every day, that that's a wrong perception. And the most difficult thing in a game is to catch that ball out of the air. So we've already, I believe, we see that as an opportunity. It's not a negative for us anymore, because we know that if we field that ball out of the air, that creates opportunity to play rugby. But previously it was just, if they must just not get it off, our mindset is now, if we get it, we're going to play rugby with it. So that's an opportunity. And we hope that they give us a lot of eyeball, so that we know that if we can manage that properly, we're going to score more tries. And that is how we're going to approach it, and how we're going to develop the players' mindset around it.
Rocco, you had 2 days to work with Sabu now. What's your take on him?
Yeah, lovely guy, and I thank you for that question, because I think there's a lot of players you only get to know once they're in camp. And it was really nice to see him come in. He immediately contributed to the squad, and he's so keen to learn, very coachable. Which is a trademark now for me, with all the players coming into this environment, that's just such a pleasure to work with. So immediately he's a very explosive player. I want to get him off his wing a little bit more. You know, my perception is that we must move away from having wings, more three centers and two fullbacks is my mindset. You know, get more rugby players out there and get guys that get the ball as often as possible in your hands. And I believe he's one of the guys that's got a lot of X factor, a lot of general play, not just the finishing skill. So the more we can work with him, the more we can get him off his wing, get his hands on the ball, also general play more often. And I believe, you know, if the Sharks getting that opportunity, I think Robert's giving him enough freedom to do that. So hopefully soon we'll see him in the middle of the field making more breaks, getting his hands more on the ball. Really excited to see him. So there is some skill sets to work on still, but I mean, I think he's really a good prospect coming forward.
Thank you, Franco. Kom ons vat net gou saam in Afrikaans, ETV en SABC. Wel, Helen.
Ek begin met Franco. Toen het in 10 laatste toets gehad, is hy tweede seizoen nou by die Bokke. Hoe lekker is het om een thuis toets te
hebben? Ja, nee, ek denk is lekker. Vooral voor mij is lekker om hierin betrokken te wees met toets. Hier in ons thuis dorp. Ek ken die mensen wat hier is en ek weet wat sy passie is. Ek dink ook is baie jammer ons het nie meer gasthuise en hotelle nie, want hulle is allemaal vol. Ek dink vir die gemeenskap, ek dink vir die besighede, is dit 'n wonderlike geleentheid. En ja, ek dink daar is 'n paar plekke in die wêreld waar dit spesiaal is om te speel. Ek dink David op die Hoofveld, die Loftus en Ellis Park, en dan spesifiek Bloemfontein is dit baie spesiaal. Ons is altyd redelik droë weer, en die omstandigheid en die vriendelikheid en die gasvryheid van die publiek in die stadion hier so is iets wat 'n spesiale toetservaring maak. So ek dink almal hier is baie opgewonde. Die sentrale deel van Suid-Afrika is 'n baie trots om te kan aanbied.